Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us on the line, Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Lurie. Mark, thanks for joining us once again. And I think a lot of people are waiting, just like you are, to hear an announcement from the governor later this week. But the question that seems to be on a lot of people's minds is what exactly the announcement will be. Are you expecting an announcement that approves or disapproves individual school plans, says simply whether or not students would be allowed back in school in a particular region, or something else entirely?
Well, I would find it hard to believe that all 730 school plans could be reviewed and individually addressed. I would think that it would either be a complete state announcement or a region by region announcement. And the state was set up in four regions originally. So it would be my expectation that it would be state by state, the entire state or region by region. And that it would be nearly impossible to adjudicate 700 different plans that have so many variances in it. So I think that's the guidance we're waiting for. I'm not sure what the date would be. It would be good to know that it was going to be today, tomorrow, or Friday, or not this week. It just keeps people on the anxious side.
Yeah, I think everybody each day is kind of waiting for this. Now, COVID testing of students. It was mentioned by the governor earlier this week, and jaws dropped for just about, I think, every school superintendent across the state. Is this something that you've been planning for?
No. My jaw was where everyone else's was, kind of on the floor when I heard that. We had never contemplated in our plan and our discussions and our parent stakeholder meetings how to, where to, or if there was a need to do testing. Recently testing was pulled from many sites in Niagara Falls to be sent to the south and to the southeast. So just the availability of the test, the turnaround time of tests, kind of made that something that we didn't even contemplate. And then to hear it this week makes it seem a little bit like what I'm calling electric football. You set the players up, you turn the football game on, and now the players are going in many different directions. So it's been a little bit confounding, to say the least.
Is that something you're actually expecting to need to be implemented in schools, some form of testing, or is that something you chalk up to, hey, the governor's talking on TV, for a couple of hours every single day or every other day, and it's just one of these things that's said and isn't really going to be implemented?
I don't see how with fidelity it could be implemented, how the turnaround time could be fast enough, how there'd be enough tests for the number of kids in the state. I just don't see it. So I'm going to, at this point, chalk it up to a wait-and-see approach. We test for academic strengths and weaknesses. We're not medical testers. We're not those that are in the business of getting the results back and sharing those. Those are things that are best left to medical professionals, hospitals, health clinics, etc. We're in the business of educational and instructional testing and formulating plans around that. So it's really, it was really, as you said, a jaw-dropping statement in my mind, and a curveball, or as I've been referring to it in Niagara Falls, you know, an electric football game where the players just are going every which way, even though we thought we might have had them set.
And not even to mention the cost of what it would be and who would be paying for it, right?
Right, right. You know, there's still the looming 20% reduction in school budgets. We haven't had clarity on that. We haven't had clarity on the three periods of when the governor can cut or not cut. We have one more left at the end of December. We're not sure if there's a federal stimulus package coming, and if there is, how will that affect education, let alone how to implement testing fairly, how to get those results back, and how to distribute those results to a family or a student without involving their primary care physicians. It's a very layered, complex statement and situation that really speaks to the devil being in the details. So if that's the case, then maybe what he's driving at is starting the school year off remotely, and that's what's going to be the decision across the state. Just this wait and see as we inch closer to September really, really ups the game and really ups the anxiety level.
Yeah, I can only imagine. We've heard a lot about your reopening plan. It's been almost a couple of weeks now since you've kind of come forward and told parents, students, teachers what to expect with Niagara Falls reopening plan. I'm wondering, you know, since then, in that time, what sort of feedback you've gotten from parents, from teachers?
Most of the feedback, especially from the teachers, has been good. We have a very good teachers union working relationship here in Niagara Falls. We have good relationships with all six of our unions. Some of the parents are still telling us that no matter what plan you have, we still want remote learning. We haven't put a full plan forward to have such a bifurcated system. We'll have to take a look at that as an adjustment to our plan. I think most of the parents are willing to give this a try to see what it looks like. They want to get back to some normalcy. Of course, in our 2-1-2 plan, the other question I've been receiving is about childcare, which we expect. The hope was that it would be a short-term plan and that we could quickly phase back in elementary school students where childcare was an issue first. I'm glad we got the plan out there. I'm glad we're seeing where the concerns are coming from. This still gives us time to adjust. The last layer is what will the governor say? And that will probably involve another adjustment.
We're speaking live with Niagara Falls School Superintendent Mark Laurie. Mark, is it a sizable group of parents that want full remote learning? And is that something that you are looking at as an option?
We're looking at it as an option, yeah, Susan. We are. We have to. We have to provide education. It's our responsibility. In Niagara Falls, I wouldn't say it's a sizable group, but there's a group that just don't have medical needs and just feel that no matter what is going on, they don't feel safe. If I had to put an estimate of the 7,500 students, I'd say about 5% maybe are in that predicament. So, what that does, though, it does put pressure on the system to create another stream of education and one that we'll have to adjust to be ready for. But it is a fact. It is what certain parents are calling for, and we'll have to do our best to adjust to that.
Do you see things changing inside the school year, you know, whether that's every month, every other month, where maybe more parents would be either more or maybe even less comfortable having their kids in school and these numbers of how many you have inside of a classroom adjusting?
I think that's all predicated on the science. What is the data showing us across the state? Are we holding where we are now? Are there very few, if any, cases in schools or the communities? If that's the case, I see people wanting to come back and us being able to expand. If those numbers rise even slowly, I think the other avenue will happen, and there'll be more of a push for the remote learning. So, yeah, I think that the approach is, while we like to plan out years and half years and months and weeks, we're really going to be working on a day-by-day plan. And that's a tough way for families and for educators and for the community to work. But it's where we're at, so we'll have to be ready for it.
Do you find sometimes, in whether it's talking to parents or teachers, that it really depends on what they're looking at with how comfortable they might feel in returning to school and what their opinions are, that if they're more looking at the national picture and what's going on across the country, it's a little more fearful. But if they're, you know, more focused on what's happening here in Western New York, less so?
Yeah, absolutely. There's been so many mixed messages, so many mixed directives, so many changes in the course. And so many false things on social media. So you really get your information nationally. You get it from the state. You get it locally. And then you get it through social media, which is a fourth form of where people get information. It's not always the best, the most accurate, or the most correct. But it's what some people work off of. We're not going to be able to change that data. So we have to put forth our best effort. We have to give our best thinking, and then we have to leave the options available. It's one of the most complex things I've ever seen in my 36 years of working in a school district.
It's going to be amazing these next 5 weeks, too, as we get closer to the start. Mark, thanks so much. Mark Lorry, Superintendent of Schools in the City of Niagara Falls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.